Hallelujah. Good morning, precious beloveds. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, your provision, your blessing upon us in every way. Your will be done, your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 90 from Moses, and it's verses 1 to 3.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or even you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, "Return, O children of man."
Hallelujah. To start here in verse 3, there's a time that all of us, we're going to just return to dust. That's the body, but the spirit is in the image and likeness of God. It comes, it returns to God, and then we receive the benefits of what took place, who were we in fellowship, and what seeds we sowed, and that's where we reap eternal blessings. And So that's something, understanding we've all got, and yes, in the fullness now, the kingdom has come and is working through all three layers, and that last bit to break, and that is the body putting on the incorruptible. I like the words of Paul. He says, "I don't want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up with life." And now in the present time, with the kingdom with us and God revealing truth to us, like Trini now, moved by the Spirit, she done what God required, and then she experienced blessings in the body. So the things of love and peace and patience and faith is all the glorified goodness of God being manifest in the body. But there's going to come a time when the fullness, we partake of the very fullness and walk in the footsteps of Jesus like never before. And that's now the Spirit has been poured out, and it's just becoming more intense. As the Spirit is becoming more intense, and children are rising up to stay in tune with their God, and he's trusted them with little, he can trust them with much. That is taking place. And at the same time, the evil is getting worse. But praise God, where there's sin abounds, grace abounds much more. The divine influence of God upon our hearts. And it's lovely just thinking of Moses. This is Moses. Because this is his testimony he's writing here. And here the part here, Lord, you have been my dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were formed, or even you formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. He's a true God. And you get this picture, you know, you're speaking about all the world, all generations, and you get this picture of someone, you know, trying to go around in all the world and in all generations, trying to be what he believes he needs to be, and what people are telling him he needs to be, and it's frustrating. It's just it's not working. Me trusting myself, because even the good intentions I have can't come to pass, and that which I don't want to do, I do. And then when I listen to people in it, I can please them for a while, but there's a spirit in me that longs for more, and then. Just like Moses, we find God. God, Moses found God. And the beautiful testimony of him, he grew up in the household of the richest man on the earth, so he had all the worldly wealth, all the worldly power, all the worldly authority that so many people are thriving for, looking to the rich, looking to the powerful in the flesh. And but he came to the understanding of, the Bible says in that Hebrews 11:24, when he grew old, he chose not to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. Now, what was the fleeting pleasures of sin? That which him building his reputation on what he thought or what other people thought, and it frustrated, and he came to this wonderful understanding in God. He has been a God all along. He's been running around, but he's now found his God. And when he found his God, he was even willing to, because he knew of the goodness that God has got in store for him. God has got a plan. God has got a eternity in mind for him to be together with God. And he took hold of that, and he went out into the desert, and he got to know God in a powerful way, so even so much that God could come and bring him back to go and deliver the Israelites out. We all know the story. But see the picture. He had the goodness of the world at his fingernails, and he chose to turn away from it. What good if you have the whole world, but you lose your own soul? And so he found the will of God, the intents of God, the intellect of God, and then the power of God looking after him and millions of other people, providing for them daily bread, which was not just the food, it was all provision to hallow the beautiful name of our Father, and to bring about the awareness of the goodness of his kingdom here on earth, so it can be an example for all of us to realize we come out of this world, we come into God, and we come into obedience, and we develop on schedule, and so we go into the promised, not the promised land, but now the promised rest. We cease from our labors, and we enter into the goodness that God has got in store for us, the purpose and plan that's been laid out for us to fulfill. Amen. So be blessed as you arise and shine, looking to your God and drawing from him, and leaving the pleasures of sin. The big thing of that, the pleasures of sin, is the love of money. You've put that aside, and now you have the love for God. Another thing that's a big sin in that is love for pleasure rather than love for God. Love God, and the pleasure is you be everything he made to be, he made you to be, and it's glory upon glory, blessing upon blessing. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.